back here on the Alex Dono Show. Manny Chang producing, and Manny Navarro from The Athletic is about to join us. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. So, Manny, do you think we'll see, maybe even this weekend, Jaren Williams get some time at quarterback?
Well, if the Hurricanes are up big, I think we'll probably see Jaren play in this game. I get the sense that Nkosi Perry is doing the right things in practice now, where this is going to be his opportunity to shine a little bit and put himself in position to be the starter next year.
You know, what's your take on the idea of Kelly Bryant perhaps transferring to Miami? I know that's not set in stone. He's visiting several schools, including Auburn. He's got an official visit with Miami next weekend for the Pittsburgh game. Seems like a very polarizing topic amongst Canes fans. I think that there's maybe a lot of fear that if Kelly Bryant were to come in, that I think the worst case scenario that I see a lot from Canes fans is, oh, he comes in and then Williams and Perry transfer, and then maybe Cade Weldon is around, but you've got, you know, really no future at that position. How big of a concern is that? Or do you think, you know what, if you bring in Kelly Bryant, at the very worst, he's a guy who can compete and push the younger players, and if he does win the starting job, may the best man win?
Yeah, I'm in that boat, to be honest with you. I'm with you there. I think you try to acquire as much talent as possible, and if, you know, Nkosi Perry or Jaren Williams want to transfer out because they brought somebody else in for 1 year, then that's their mistake. I mean, look, Jaren Williams is going to be redshirted this year one way or the other, so he's still going to have 4 years of eligibility left. If he's smart, I mean, I guess it all depends on when he would transfer, but he does the math, okay, if he says I'm gonna leave Miami, that means he's still waiting until 2020 to play anyway,
right?
So, I mean, I think most of these guys, if Kelly Bryant were to come in, yeah, it would stink for them. It wouldn't be great because obviously he'd be the front runner to be the starting quarterback. But I think at the same time too, they gotta realize they haven't done anything yet to really prove that they deserve the job. And whether or not they've gotten that opportunity or not, there are practices. And my guess is Mark Richt saw anything from either one of those guys to suggest they need to be the starting quarterback, then Kelly Bryant wouldn't be in the conversation at all.
Yeah, and maybe, obviously, sometimes the negativity is louder than the positivity, but I ran a Twitter poll today, 522 votes, so not a terrible sample. Simple question, do you want Kelly Bryant to transfer to the University of Miami? 62% said yes, 38% said no. I imagine that just based on people who follow me, it's probably a majority of Hurricanes fans answering that question, so maybe there are other people in our boat, Manny. And you know, another thing that I've been thinking about and talking a lot about tonight is we're joined here by Manny Navarro, who does a great job covering the Canes for The Athletic. I also hear some fans say, hey, like, what's the point of being bowl eligible if you're talking about the Gasparilla Lawnmower Bowl or whatever that god-awful bowl game is in Detroit or the Independence Bowl in Shreveport? Am I overselling the importance, Manny, of being bowl eligible when I think about the possibility of closing out the season on a 6-game losing streak, how terrible that could be for recruiting when you're already losing recruits during a 4-game losing streak? And then on the positive side, aren't the extra few weeks of practices you get for being in a bowl game pretty damn important?
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, I think there's certainly value in going to a bowl game for all of those reasons. I mean, the practices being more than anything else, because now you know who's going to be gone the following season. You know, okay, maybe we get some of these freshmen some opportunities in this meaningless bowl game. I mean, there's every reason to want to make a bowl game. Not going to a bowl game and saying, oh, we don't want to go play in the Gasparilla Bowl, I mean, that's just silly. I mean, those extra practices have so much value. And it does for recruiting as well. I mean, look, Florida State's having a really down year. They're probably not going to go to a bowl game. And, you know, you don't want to be lumped in with that situation, right? I mean, to take advantage of the fact that the Seminoles are down right now and say, well, at least we made it to a bowl game, you know?
I'm actually feeling pretty good about Virginia Tech on Saturday. And Miami is favored in that game by nearly a touchdown. But Virginia Tech is clearly having a down year. I know the Canes are as well, but Their defense looks bad, Manny, in recent weeks, and they've been rolling with a backup quarterback for most of the year who's not great. I think Miami gets it done this weekend, but what has to happen for the Canes to win this game?
Well, they got to, you know, create turnovers and win the turnover battle. I mean, that's really when this team plays well. It's when the defense is sort of pouncing on mistakes and the offense is protecting the football better. You really look at what's happened the last 4 weeks. Yes, you can argue the play calling hasn't been good enough. You can argue the quarterback play hasn't been good enough, the offensive line play, all that. But really the turnovers on offense being on Miami's side of the field and just the bad situation with the punting and field position. Manny Diaz hit it on the head this week when he said that's really been the difference for them because they're still playing phenomenal defense. They're just not creating turnovers, and they're playing on Miami's side of the field the entire game.
Yeah, didn't he say something? It's like watching five-year-olds play soccer that, you know, whatever side of the field the ball is on, that's probably where the goals are going to be scored. Like it's a simple analogy, but he's right. Like if Miami's defense is always taking the field in their own half, at some point the opposition will score.
And that's what's happened. I mean, 13 points for Georgia Tech in that game. The final score was 27-21, but 13 were on drives that started in Miami territory. So you do the math, subtract 13 from 27. Miami wins that game 21-14, you know, if you don't make those mistakes. So that's ultimately paramount. When you're not generating a lot of offense, the one thing you can't do is turn the ball over because no matter how good your defense is, you're just giving yourself no shot.
Manny Navarro covers the Miami Hurricanes for The Athletic, joins us here on 560 WQAM. Well, what would you say, Manny, this season is the biggest thing that Mark Richt hasn't gotten right, his biggest failure this year?
Well, I'd say developing Nikosi Perry or Jaren Williams into being a guy that you have a lot of confidence going into next season. I mean, that's what Mark Richt was known for. That's why Kelly Bryant is even considering the Hurricanes, because of Mark Richt's track record of developing quarterbacks and putting them in the NFL. I mean, that's why I thought he was going to do so well here, man. I mean, I thought we're going to get back to seeing, you know, legitimate quarterbacks develop and this program get back on that level where guys are getting drafted at that position. And, you know, look, I know those guys are young, but he did have an entire year with Nikosi last year. And granted, some of those mistakes are Nikosi's part, maturity issues, et cetera. But to me, the fact that the quarterback position just has not evolved, and maybe it's finally beginning to turn the corner. I wrote about that in my column yesterday, that maybe Nikosi Perry's finally getting it. Sounds like it from everybody over there. But to me, that's the number one criticism. And you know what? I still think Mark can save it. I think if Nikosi, these last two games, if we get Nikosi Perry to look like a legitimate quarterback these last two games, and he goes into the bowl game and plays well, you got to feel at least a little bit better about this season, saying, okay, well, at least we found a quarterback going into next season.
Would you be surprised if, when the 2019 season rolls around, that you still have the exact same, all of the above, same offensive line coach, same play caller, same quarterbacks coach? Would you be surprised if none of those things change this offseason?
Yes. Yeah, I would. I think, you know, you have to make some concessions as a head coach when you don't have a good season. This team was picked eighth in the preseason for a reason. It had one of the best defenses in the country. And all you needed was a little bit better play from the offense, and you're a top 25 team. You're probably winning the Coastal Division again. And you just didn't get the job done on that side of the ball. Look, Stacey Searles, he's a veteran coach. He's been around the block a long time. He's got some talent to work with on that side of the ball. The offensive line has just been horrendous this year.
Yep.
Okay, they're just not getting the push that they need to get. They're not consistent enough. The quarterback play, we talked about that already. You're just not developing guys, and you're just not scoring points. So to me, something has to change. I don't think Blake James is going to come out and push Mark Richt into doing something, but he's certainly going to talk to him about it. And I think Mark Richt may ask him and say, well, if you really think we need to make a change here, you're going to give me the money to go out and hire a really good offensive coordinator, a guy who has experience and may be expensive, and we'll see if it comes to that. But I think, look, Mark made the decision once before to give up the play calling at Georgia. It's not an easy thing to do. He took this job because he wanted to do that here at Miami. But I think also I give Mark Richt credit for being a smart guy, too. And I think once the season is over and you're not in this sort of haze where you're trying to win games every Saturday and you have time to think and reflect, I think he's going to come to the right decision. He's going to make some changes on the staff and probably give up the play calling.
And I think for him, it's like it's a double-edged sword because, you know, he does a weekly press conference. He also does a weekly interview with Joe Rose, a weekly interview on Hurricane Hotline. And there's some anger out there that anytime he's asked about, you know, making changes to his staff or, you know, getting playing time, more playing time to Jaren Williams and Cade Weldon, that, you know, that all he says is, you know, I'm focusing on this week. I'm not focusing on that stuff. What do people expect him to say, Manny? It's like, you think he's gonna come out to the podium and say, yeah, you know, you guys are right. Next year, I'm not going to be calling the plays anymore. I'm gonna put my son in an office somewhere. I'm gonna get a new quarterback's coach. You know, we're gonna do this and that at quarterback. Like, what do you expect the guy to say when they still have two games left to play this season? It doesn't mean he's not thinking about making changes, but he's damn entitled to not telling the media what he's thinking.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And look, he's got to finish this season, and you know, you have to still keep a team together. And the one thing I can say for this team is, at least the guys who were playing, they have not quit. I don't know about the guys who were not playing. I don't know about the freshmen and the other guys who are sort of sitting on the bench that aren't in the rotation. I've been hearing that, you know, there's probably going to be some transfers at the end of the season. But certainly the guys who are playing are taking a lot of pride into this, especially the guys on that defensive side. And they want to win. They still want to finish the season strong. They have a lot of pride. And to me, I think that's ultimately how you measure Mark Richt. Does this team quit on him or not? And I think they have not quit on him yet. They're continuing to play hard. They're continuing to put effort out there, even when you know, the offense is really struggling. You have to give those defensive guys a lot of credit. They keep going out there and they keep trying to make plays and winning games. And so, whatever Mark does at the end of this season, whether he changes coaches or not, right now he's hanging in there and he's still trying to win. And for him to come out and say, I'm going to fire this guy, it's just not, you know, that's not what happens in the real world. It might happen in movies, but
right,
happen in the real world.
By the way, this is a funny text that came in right after I said I feel good about the Virginia Tech game. Texter writes, as Miami fans, we shouldn't be allowed at this point to even utter the words, I'm actually feeling good about this game. Just saying. Well, it sounded like you agreed with me when I said that, Manny. What's your prediction for the Virginia Tech game?
Virginia Tech's defense, listen, Bud Foster is one of the best defensive coordinators of all time. But listen, every guy has a season like this. And Virginia Tech's just really young on that side of the football. They had a number of injuries. I thought Miami's defense, what I've seen out of Miami's offense, rather, what I've seen out of Nakosi Perry on that 95-yard scoring drive, what I saw out of him in the opening touchdown drive, I think Miami's offense is going to score points this week. They may not, you know, run for whatever, 500 yards like Pittsburgh did against Virginia Tech last week. But I still think they're going to score points, and I think you're right. I think this is the game of the two. I would say this is the one Miami has the better odds of winning. So I think the Canes will win this week. I don't know what the score will be, but I think they're going to get back into the 30s when it comes to scoring.
I like that. And one more thing I need from you. I need a food take, because Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, it was published today, he admitted that he enjoys ketchup on his steak. Is that ever okay?
No, not for me.
not for me either. And as Manny Chang reminds me, he also enjoys ketchup on his mac and cheese, which I think is probably even worse.
Yeah, I don't know which one's worse. They're both terrible. So they're probably the two worst mistakes Pat Mahomes has made all season.
Yeah, that's another great point. You know what? Yeah, if that guy's my quarterback, I can tolerate him putting ketchup on anything. Just keep playing the way you're playing.
I really think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl this year. I know the Rams look phenomenal, but I really like that kid, and I think they're what they've got there on that offensive side is amazing. I'd love to see the Hurricanes get back to playing sort of that exciting style of offense and they certainly have the playmakers, man. They've got some good players on the team. I think a year or two from now, they get the quarterback position situated, you're going to have an exciting offense in Miami.
Manny Navarro is a Hurricanes beat writer and columnist for The Athletic. That's where you find his work. And, of course, follow him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro. He's really a great follow, especially, you know, while the Canes are playing. I know when they play poorly, people may not want to make themselves more miserable. But while the Canes are playing, his updates, I think, are very insightful. So I appreciate the work you do, Manny.
No, thanks, Dono. And anytime you need me, just give me a holler.
Love it. This guy is the man, Manny Navarro.